as a second Richard, begging to be deposed. He longs for a son like Hotspur, a wild and heroic young soldier. Shakespeare's historical writing is as questioning as it is vivid and solid, but in the end, we care less about history being made at court than we do about what happens in the Boar's Head Tavern at Eastcheap, where Falstaff is busy rewriting the history of what actually took place among the thieves on Gad's Hill. The actors here are not merely kings and rebels, but fathers and sons, friends and enemies, saints and sinners, and above all, soldiers, all of whose roles may at any moment be exchanged. Our sympathies in the play follow a twisting course. No one is without blame or guilt. Everyone is morally ambiguous. It's said that Elizabethan audiences used to stop cracking their nuts when Falstaff came on stage so as not to miss a syllable. They had the right idea.
In the rough, rude sea can wash the balm from an anointed king. The breath of worldly men cannot depose the deputy.
What must the king do now? Must he submit? The king shall do it.
You may, my lord.